Hey, I'm Judy Templeton on Razzle Dazzle Radio with my pal Mo Dutterer. Hey, Mo.
I am here.
Oh, good. And we have so much to talk about today, and I'm so excited because we have three very different guests. And so today for Razzle Dazzle Radio, I thought we'd talk about all the powers of the performing arts. And our first guest is here because she represents a healing power. The arts can be so healing, and she is going to tell us exactly how that happens because she works at Hope Works and brings the arts as an integrative program for healing trauma survivors and beyond. And her programs are not only open to the clients there, but they're open to everyone, so we can learn and we can use the performing arts to heal together. So, Vanita Leatherwood, I'm so happy to have you here. Thanks for coming.
My pleasure. Thanks, Judy. Good to be here.
Now, you know, I have always thought your job sounded like the best job ever because I'm a little interested in all that you do. So, tell us exactly, what is your job title and what do you do?
Sure. So, I serve as the Director of Community Engagement at Hope Works of Howard County, which of course is the county's domestic violence center and sexual assault center as well. And the agency provides intervention services as well as prevention services. So you might say that I oversee the prevention side of things over at the agency. And so I oversee the volunteer program. I oversee education programs, training programs, and of course the wellness programs, which includes our arts-based programs.
So what are some of those art-based programs? Because I have a brochure here in my hand, and I'm ready to sign up for all of them. They look great.
Yes, we do have fun, and it's a time to do some reflection, a time to think about the future, and to really feel that we've made a change, that we've made a transformation, which, of course, is what prevention is all about in terms of violence prevention. So at Hope Works, we use the arts in three main ways. We're using it, of course, to raise awareness. So our program called I Can, We Can, for example, is an arts-based program where people are using their hand as a canvas to release information about empowerment to the public. So you might see a very elaborately decorated hand that says, you know, I'm powerful, or give a smile, and it's open to children through adults. Then, of course, you can use the arts as a way to heal, because as a survivor, it is very important to be able to use your voice. And you could be a survivor of anything, you know.
Yes.
You could be a survivor of anything. And so the ability to use your voice to break the silence is key in ending violence. And we need platforms for survivors, for the community, for advocates to talk about the power of healing, to talk about rape culture, to talk about gender violence and all of the things that really combine to create violence. And then, of course, we use the arts to stimulate the imagination, to help us figure out new ways, to think outside the box, you might say, to think of ways that we can change our community, change our hearts, to think of ways that we can reflect on our behavior, to think of ways that we can reflect on the way we talk to one another and the way that we have certain attitudes about certain things and certain people to heal our community.
Your job truly is the most unique job, and you know I've said this to you before. So what's your background? Because I know that you are completely eclectic in what you bring to the job. So how did you kind of come to make all this work?
Sure. Well, that's a very long story.
Oh.
I'll try to make it a short story. Really, I say that the arts saved my life. Mm. As a survivor of trauma from childhood, I naturally gravitated to the arts. My father is an artist. He's a visual artist. And aside from that, as a child trying to cope with what I experienced, I naturally took to writing. And so I started writing poetry from a very early age. Fast forward, when I went into undergrad school, I studied mass communications. And then I started working, doing editing, And I felt really unfulfilled in that work. And I wanted to do something where I was bringing together some sort of healing along with the artwork that I continued to do as an adult. And I discovered poetry therapy. And so I took coursework, graduate level coursework in poetry therapy, as well as a modality called transformative language arts. And I use both of those modalities at HopeWorks to create the art-based workshops that we do. One of those programs is called Poetry into Wellness and Action. And so we not only use poetry in those workshops, we use all forms of the arts, visual arts, movement. We use some theater techniques. I was big into theater in college and hope to get back to that once I retire. We use all of that in these programs to help people, again, do that reflection piece, to do the healing piece, to raise awareness, and to let the community know about these important subjects.
This community is lucky to have you. Now, don't you have a performance coming up? Can you tell us about that?
Okay. I'm so excited. Yes, I've been trying to spend a little bit more time doing more of my own work. So I'm excited that in May, on Friday, May 19th, mm-hmm. I'll be doing a poetic performance piece called When Green Spills Into Me. And it's in partnership with Bain Enjoying the Arts. So it's called the Beta Program at the Bain Center on Friday, May 19th. And folks can visit my website, Living Well Workshop, to find out more about it.
Sounds like a perfect spring performance. And isn't it true there's a rumor that Mo Dutterer did a little performance over at HopeWorks? Mo, what did you do over there?
Well, there were a number of readings on specific topics, mm-hmm. people of varying ages in different situations, and I was one of the people that was asked to perform.
Yes, it was great. Mo really gave the theatrical and the emotional accent that we needed to the readings. We actually did it at HCC, mm-hmm. and it was fantastic, and it just gave the flair that we needed for the evening to raise awareness about teen dating violence.
Yes.
What they do is really unique and very so worthwhile and is out there for the entire community, as you mentioned before, and I've personally think that 90% of the people that I know really do need and could benefit from what Vanita does. From teaching so many years, I remember vividly at least 2 dozen people that I've had over the years that couldn't wait to get to the theater because they knew what to expect in the theater, whereas when they got home or on the way home, situations weren't quite as nice and cheery and loving. Mm. And I remember vividly a girl who is now doing dance therapy in Virginia, and she is probably 48, 49 years of age right now. And she said, when she came into wing doors of Centennial High School Theater, she just gave out a collective sigh, and yeah. she said, I love the theater. And that's what you offer. You offer a place to go and a venue in which to perform.
Yes, and to create community, you know, mm-hmm. that front porch feeling.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, on April 1st, we're doing a crafting self-care day.
Okay.
And it's open to the public. They can visit HopeWorks website, wearehopeworks.org, to sign up for that Hope Chest building. And it's just a great day. It's a women's circle. So it's for women, but an all-day event, April 1st, where we will just spend time talking, reflecting on self-care, and you go home with a beautifully crafted box.
Now, when is the men's day?
Oh, you'll have to give us a call and help us put that together.
All righty.
Actually, Mo, I think it's really interesting that you did bring that up, because isn't that the old theme from the famous old Broadway show, A Chorus Line? And that's, you know, that was the whole message. And yes, Vanita, thank you for bringing this to Howard
yep.
County, because it's unique and special, and so are you. And I just love all your programs, and I encourage all the listeners, check them out. You're going to want to be a part of this.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We are very fortunate to have with us now one of the head honchos here in the theater department, dance department, and every other department at Howard Community College, Miss Jenny Mayo. Hi, Jenny.
Hello. How
hey,
are
Jen.
You?
I'm good. Are you doing anything now, or are you just sort of fill time here at the community college?
Just a few things are going on. Just a few things. First thing is I'm directing Spring Awakening for the theater program. This is actually the first produced musical by the theater program. So we're very excited to go on this adventure, and it will be in the Smith Theater opening March 9th.
Spring Awakening. Now, is that about agronomy and plants or what?
Well, it's certainly about growth.
Growth.
So that works. So in this musical, it won 8 Tony Awards when it premiered on Broadway. And this is a show of coming of age. So you have all of these young people. It's actually set in 1891 in Germany, based on the play by Frank Wedekind. And the scenes are basic Germany, 1890s. And then suddenly the young people will burst into song, and it sounds very modern. It's rock and roll with a lot of lights and looks like a rock and roll show. And the idea being that young people, no matter what age they were raised in, 17th century, today, they have sort of this rockin' angst within them, no matter what period they were raised in. And so that's the idea, is these young people coming of age and the adults not telling them the truth. They keep asking about the birds and the bees or about life, and the adults won't give them a straight answer. And these kids are yearning for more knowledge.
Now you mentioned young people. So someone my age, is that like 50 or 40, or how young is young?
The young.
I'm not talking.
So the young people in our show are portrayed by our college students. Okay. So many are from the college, which is fantastic. There are a few that are from the community. But in general, the ages are about 18 to 23.
Okay.
The people they are portraying are more 16, 17, but everybody is over 18 in the show. And then we've got two people who are portraying the adults, and the adults, oh goodness, they for the woman, I think she plays 5 or 6 different roles. Oh. For the man, he plays 9 to 10 different adults. Mm. So, yeah, all played by one person.
Well, I'm thinking about directing all that.
Yeah.
Different costume, different makeup, different everything each time.
Yeah, just slight though, just slight variations, but also it's a lot of vocal and physical work for those two actors to keep shifting to show you a different adult.
Is it a song and dance show? Is it more of a heady show? How would you describe it? Is it like La La Land, or is it like like a musical Fences, or what?
Well, I would say that for me, I think of this show as they burst into song when they need to. There's certainly dance within the show, but it's not most of the time beautiful, elegant dance. However, there are a few duets in the show between a man and a woman that are really lovely, that have been staged beautifully by Elizabeth Higgins. Higgins, who is one of the best dance teachers we have here. She's full-time. She's just done a fantastic job with them and with a couple of the group numbers, putting modern dance choreography in it. And then there's other times when it's just very sassy, fun musical theater dance. It's very easy, but it's very rockin'. And I think the audiences will really get into it and have a lot of fun with it.
Now, you're doing it here at HCC. Is it in the Black Box Theater or the Smith Theater?
It's going to be in the Smith Theater. And part of what's so exciting about that is we have the Revolve on stage. And so many times throughout the show, the cast are going to be spinning in that space.
Now,
which
what is
really
a
fun.
Revolve for the uneducated?
The Revolve is a large circle on the stage, and your people can be standing on it, and it will start to spin either clockwise or counterclockwise. If you've ever seen the show Les Mis, they also had a revolve. Hamilton has a revolve as well. And our actors had to learn how to walk onto the revolve without stumbling to the side. There's a whole art to it. But it's really magical to see somebody revolved into a scene. It's really quite beautiful and sometimes heartbreaking to see.
And did you bring your stage combat into this piece?
I did.
Okay, you're famous for that, Jen. So
we'd be disappointed if you hadn't.
I know. There are a few moments within the show where we did need to use a little bit of stage combat. So I've worked with them. Again, I'm a certified teacher with the Society of American Fight Directors.
Sounds important.
Woo, yeah. So I helped the students learn, and it's looking good.
Well, if the public wanted to come to a specific performance, when is the show playing and how do they get tickets?
Well, the show is playing March 9th, that's Thursday, the 10th, 11th, and 12th, so that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and at 7:30, and the matinee on Sunday is at 2:30, and there's a talkback following the show.
Oh, great.
Then next weekend, the following weekend, it is playing Friday and Saturday at 7:30. That's the 17th and 18th. So it's basically going March 9th through the 18th, and they can check for tickets with the box office. Just so you know, tickets for students, seniors, faculty, staff, and military, $10, and general admission is $15. And then they can just click on the HCC website for the box office to ask for tickets.
I know the show. I know the music. Mm-hmm. I have never seen a performance of it.
Oh, wow.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Actually, me either. So both of us will be there for sure.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, please come out. It's a lot of fun. The students are having a blast. And it's actually a short musical because it's only a little over an hour long for the first act and only about 45, 50 minutes for act two. So with intermission, you're only there a little, just a touch over 2 hours. That's short for a musical.
Not a four-hour showboat.
No.
That's good.
4-hour show.
So, thanks, Jen, for everything.
Thank
you do so much here.
Thanks. It's
great
a joy.
To be with you.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thanks.
I love living in Howard County. I tell you, you can be entertained 7 days a week, just about 24 hours a day. And right now, you're going to have to get your dance card out and fill it quick because there are so many local shows going on. So here at the college, if you haven't seen it yet, H2O is running. I'm not going to give too much away, but it is quite a show. Will you go out kicking your heels and singing? I don't think so, but you will go out thinking about a lot of things. It's a bit of an allegory. Of course, if you know anything about Hamlet, that might be another little cue, but it is quite an interesting show. So see if you can catch it. It's running a couple more weeks here at the college. Locally, you can go to every high school pretty much for the month of March and see old musicals through to very new ones. And Mo is going to tell us a little bit about what's playing.
We have so much going on during the month of March. We now have 12 high schools in the county. When I started doing high school back in 1977, not being in it but teaching it, we only had 8. And we added to it, and what happened was we added to the confusion and the clogging of the weekends, if you will. For the next 5 weekends, we have 12 different high schools doing their spring musicals. We have sort of gotten into the pattern of having a play in the fall, maybe something small, another play or a senior night or something like that, some performance in the winter, but then towards the spring and spring break, but definitely before spring break, we have 12 high school musicals that are happening. Much to the consternation of a lot of the parents and the students who are the theater students here in Howard County, it seems like things get put on top of each other and many, many shows in one weekend. For instance, this coming weekend, we actually have 5 high schools that are doing their spring musicals. Athelton High School, Glenelg High School, Howard, Riverhill, and Hammond are all doing their shows this coming weekend, with only one of them, Hammond High School, going 2 weekends. Hammond is doing The Wiz with Lauren Tobiasen, the director down there. Riverhill, Howard, Glenelg, and Athelton are only playing this coming weekend. Nathan Rosen is doing 13, the musical, at Athelton. Cassidy Sharp is doing Seussical, the musical, at Glenelg. Howard High School with Laura Shergy is doing Bye Bye Birdie. Riverhill with my buddy Pam Land is doing The Little Mermaid. All of the shows are playing the 2nd, 3rd, and the 4th. But Glenelg and River Hill are also playing on the 5th, on Sunday the 5th. Now, before I get to some other weekends, I want to give a shout out to Laura Shergy, now married Griffin, but I don't do married names, I just do maiden names. Jason Beale is out at Marriott's Ridge, and Jessica Binder is down at Reservoir, and they are products of the Howard County Department of Education and the school system, having attended schools here in Howard County. And I'm so proud of them because they are all students of mine, not at Centennial, but having played on stage with them all, they are now head honchos at their school. Wild Lake High School, the weekend of March the 9th through the 11th, is doing Seussical the Musical. You try saying it. And the director there is Tracy Adler, who has been around a while and also a real good buddy of mine. And there is another school that is also doing Seussical the Musical, and that is Glenel High School. And a lot of people will say, well, why don't the drama teachers get their stuff together and do different musicals? Well, we have certain amounts of talent, and this show, obviously, that Cassidy Sharp felt at Glenel, she had the people to really do a good job of that, as did Tracy Adler over at Wild Lake High School. So they sort of plan their shows out with what they have, talent that they have. So second weekend is Wild Lake and Tracy Adler. Third weekend, March 16th through the 19th, is Marriott's Ridge doing one of my all-time favorite shows, The Music Man, and Jason Beale is directing that out there. And then my buddy Tom Sankey up at Mount Hebron High School, March 17th through the 25th, is doing West Side Story, one of the two hardest musicals that I have ever directed. And I'm happy to say that Tom and I combined Mount Hebron and Centennial one year to do a joint production of West Side Story. And it was just a magical performance. And the kids got along royally. And we had a great, great time doing that. The only other school that is doing two weekends is Hammond High School with The Wiz and Lauren Tobias. And they're in there for one weekend. The fourth weekend, Centennial High School, March 23rd to 26th, is doing Hello, Dolly! With Katherine Carlson. And the final weekend, right before spring break, Long Reach is doing High School Musical with Marla Blasco directing. Oakland Mills High School, the 30th through April 2nd, is doing Emma, a pop musical. Andrew Barker is the director over there at Oakland Mills, and I'm not familiar with the show, and that's always neat to see something completely new being done. And then at Reservoir High School, Jessica Binder is doing How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying down at Reservoir High School, March 30th through April the 2nd. Now to reminisce a bit, I can remember, Judy, one time when I was at Centennial, when we had eight high schools that I alluded to before, that five of the eight high schools were all doing Fiddler on the Roof within 3 weeks of each other. It was like everybody had a Tevye, everybody had a Golda and a Laser, and they did the same show. Now, the problem with people playing on top of each other like this is that the kids don't get to see a lot of their buddies in neighboring school shows because they haven't the same dates. So I think that's one of the reasons why Lauren Tobiasen at Hammond and Tom Sankey up at Mount Hebron play multiple weekends so the other people out there in the county can come see. Because there's, as you well know, there's an awful lot of camaraderie among the actors, the singers, and the dancers, and the musicians from high school to high school. And they even have a lot of buddies, obviously, from other counties that come in to see them. And sometimes they can't do that because of their own shows. So we try to do our best here in Howard County, but with 12 high schools, it's really a chore because we're basically blocked in by Christmas break, by winter break, then by spring break. And then after spring break, the music programs take over. So we sort of have to put the shows in there. And the same thing in the fall semester, because school starts, you have auditions, and pretty much everything has to be finished before Thanksgiving to give way to the winter concerts again for the music department. So,
and don't forget, dance will be coming up in the spring, too. The dance concerts show coming in May.
There's only one stage in every school,
and
you've got to share, and that's the way it works. I might mention also that a group that I'm very familiar with, Silhouette Stages, on the 10th, running three weekends, the 10th through the 26th of March, is doing Lucky Stiff, which is the musical version of the movie Weekend at Bernie's and the play The Man Who Broke the Bank at Monte Carlo, where to get his uncle's inheritance, the nephew has to take his dead uncle to Monte Carlo to fulfill the agreement to get the money. And it's hysterical, a lot of funny, stuff in it. It's at Slayton House here on Wild Lake. So
Neil
that's what's
Townsend
happening.
Is just, you got to go see him in the role because he's made for that role, isn't he? Yep, he absolutely is. Yep, just a couple more things too. So if you're looking for events for the younger theater attender, how about Annie Now, a modern version of Annie at Slayton House on April 23rd. And if you're looking for things to do for the summer, the Camp of the Arts is going to be doing Legally Blonde, as is Silhouette Stages in the spring. Am I right about that, Mo?
Yes, you are.
Yep. So those are some things to look forward to.
One more final shout out, and that is to an organization that started in 1975, and that is known as Howard County Summer Theater. The organization started doing one show a year and did that probably for the first 35 years of existence. That's a guess. And then we had so many people that were young that were auditioning and thought it might be a good idea to include those people, the younger set, and do a second show. And so for the last approximately 10 years, there has been a kids show. This year, the kids show, and pay attention, this is very timely, they are doing The Lion King, that you still can't easily get tickets to on Broadway. And the auditions are in March. You can find out the exact dates by going to howardcountysummertheater.org. I believe it is, not .com, but .org. And Marla Blasco over at Long Reach High School will be directing again. And the show is open for students that are currently in the third grade through the ninth grade. So lots of great parts and wonderful ensemble parts. Whereas this summer, the big group is doing Mary Poppins, and that will be playing the week before the 4th of July and the weekend after the 4th of July, but that has already been cast. So if you didn't audition for it, you lost out, but look for next year.
And let me say, Mo, that's where I met you and Barb at Howard County Summer Theater. Was it 1975 that we did Sugar?
Sugar was 1976. We started in 1975 with Guys and Dolls.
Okay. Yep. Absolutely. Yep. I was tap dancing and having a ball and looking at you as a girl.
You and
I still can't forget those
let's
heels.
Let's not get there. And you know, I still have the heels. Sporty pair of patent leather pumps and a white pair of frolicking shoes.
I dare you to wear them to a golf banquet.
Size 14 and a half triple E is what they are in ladies' sizing.
Oh, my.
So in case anybody wants to get me a pair of shoes.
Just to let you know how long Howard County Summer Theater has really been going on.
A great organization and a true family organization.
Viola Davis was pretty fabulous at the Oscars, and I can't leave this show without quoting that she said she wished she could exhume the bodies at cemeteries. I didn't know where she was going, Mo.
Neither did I.
But I got to tell you, she said, because then we could learn all their stories. And God bless August Wilson for Fences. And I agree with her. And that is absolutely the role of a director or anyone in theater and acting to we're telling the stories of people. Without the stories, we have no shows. So on that note, Razzle Dazzle Radio. Thanks, Mo. It's always a blast being with you.
A lot of fun.
And we'll see you next time.